Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City. Right now we're sitting with Dr. Glenn Goldburn. He has written a book called Do I Recognize You? It is fiction, it is a thriller, and it has to do with face recognition techniques, tracking of retail shoppers. The story is set a little bit in the future, but I'm not going to give it all away. I'm going to let the good doctor give that away. Hello, Glenn. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Glenn, tell me a little bit about the plot and the story that focuses on this facial recognition.
Do I Recognize You is the first thriller novel to focus on facial recognition tracking of retail shoppers. So the story pits Kevin White, the evil and amoral founder of a company that sells and maintains facial recognition tracking systems that they sell to retail stores all over the country. It pits him against Zach Bryan, a marine biologist with a computer degree. Zach Bryan is misidentified as somebody wanted by the DEA and by a Mexican drug cartel who's trying to kill him. So he goes on the run, tries to use his computer skills to figure out why the system misidentified him so he can prove his innocence and save his life. A series of plot twists and ironies occur that keep the reader guessing to see what happens next.
How did this idea pop into your head, and how extensive was the research to develop it?
I guess the idea first came to me after reading some articles about facial recognition and biometrics technology, realizing that this is where the future was heading. And I realized that store surveillance cameras track us or pick us up when we walk into a store. And I guess I put the two ideas together and thought, what if those cameras could identify us the moment we walked in? And they merged that with all of the data they've been collecting about us over the years. So that retailers could profile us and know our wants and likes the moment we walk into a store. I researched it primarily by consulting with a world authority, Professor Harry Wexler at George Mason University. I met with him, and then we continued to correspond. And he liked the story idea so much that he wrote the foreword for my book.
What are you hoping your readers get out of the book?
Well, I guess I want people to be more aware of the privacy rights that we're giving up as technology advances, more aware of the ways that advancing technology can be misused by corporations or government.
Now, I mentioned you're a doctor.
Right.
You are a dentist.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, are you still practicing dentistry? Are you now a full-time author? And what was the process like writing the book?
Yeah, I'm not giving up my day job. I enjoy dentistry and plan to stick with it. But I guess because I have some knowledge of head and neck anatomy and face, I took a particular interest in this technology and just thought it would be an interesting, fun thing to do on the side. I already have a sequel pretty well worked out in my mind.
Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
Did you enjoy the process?
It was fun, it was interesting, and it's not just researching and writing, but then it's marketing, promotion. I mean, it's a whole new world, but I'm enjoying it.
So how much of you is in this book? I mean, do we see some of you in the protagonist or the antagonist?
You know, I think, honestly, there are probably parts of me in several characters. I drew some from personal experience, some from people that I knew growing up or that I know now. Altered them some to fit the book, but it's bits and pieces of myself and people that I know.
He is Dr. Glenn Goldburn. He has written a book called Do I Recognize You? His first. It is fiction, it is a thriller, and we're very much looking forward to reading it.
Thank you very much.